This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures fractionally lower in the front month December. Soybeans are up 2 cents. We'll look at those numbers here very shortly. Ag markets are continuing to remove risk premium, albeit to a lesser extent. There were 2.5 trading sessions removed from the November USDA report. Wednesday's pressure could be attributed to overall market weakness in vegetable oils, which have been soaring but now have suffered 3 consecutive sessions of heavy selling, both on technical pressure as well as fears regarding what degree the new U.S. administration will push a renewable fuel agenda. Overall, the market trades the news available, and unfortunately for the bulls, the readily available numbers are those printed by the USDA. Even with underlying optimism regarding shrinking U.S. supplies, the majority of traders will need to see it to believe it. As the fact of the matter stands, currently U.S. grain stocks are not a bullish story. So begins a 2-month period of speculation ahead of USDA's final production estimates in January. World equity markets are mixed, with European markets higher and Asian markets lower. U.S. markets are slightly higher after a quiet session on Wednesday. The Dow is up 46 points right now. Opening cattle calls are steady to mix. Hogs look to be lower in the front month, higher in the futures contract. Cattle futures were choppy Wednesday, lacking any specific direction. No further cash sales took place, leaving traders guessing. Hogs came back nicely from the lows and the negativity that was prevalent in the market for much of the day. We'll look at the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn down a half at 426 even. March down a half at 437 even. January beans up 2.25 at 1010 even. March up 1.5 at 1020 even. Soybean meal down $1.60 at 290 even. Soy oil up 42 cents at 4560. Chicago wheat down 3 cents at 538 even. Kansas wheat down 2.25 at 538.5. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny at 572 even. And oats up 2.25 at 344.25. Again, we saw 30 cent losses in the live and feeder cattle. Yesterday, lean hogs were about 47 cents lower. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network from the NAFB Convention in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Dustin Huffman.